David Wace didn't set out to become a filmmaker. The Omaha producer and director spent years as a landscape painter, with galleries across the country showing his work. But when the 2008 financial crisis hit, everything changed. Today, he tells the stories that mattered to his community. His journey to filmmaking started in a dark moment. After the stock market crashed, the galleries that showed his paintings began closing one by one. Wace found himself at a crossroads. Then he took a video production class at Metro Community College and something clicked.
Still had my little bit of my sign business was left to help support things. And so I went and I took a class called Moving Image Lab. That was basically video production, right? And so that kind of changed my whole life because I was like, okay, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. And I was fortunate that I got a chance to do a piece for the Kansas City Chiefs. I traveled with them. And then that opened up doing a pilot for MTV called Backstage Confidential. And that was shot on the East Coast. That was something I produced and I had just started. It was just kind of a blessing, really.
Wace started making short films. He traveled to Haiti to document child slavery, and he worked with local ad agencies. But his biggest project came from a simple observation. A man selling roses on the streets of Omaha, who always seemed unhappy. Dean, known as the Rose Man, has been a fixture of Omaha for decades. Wace had seen him around town, bought roses from him, but always wondered what his life was like.
My judgment was that he was miserable, and because he always seemed like he was upset.
What started as an idea for a short film became a two-year journey.
And so I'm like, gosh, I really want to know what this guy's life is like when he goes home. I want to follow him home from a filming standpoint and see what he's like, what makes him tick, why he keeps doing it when he seems miserable.
Wace discovered that Dean has autism, which explained why he doesn't show emotions the way most people do. He learned that Dean memorizes thousands of birthdays, studies genealogy and numerology. The story kept growing deeper.
My jam was going to be telling him good stories that made people think, emotionally connected with them, maybe made them open their minds a little bit. Because there's a lot of people that have, when it comes to Dean, there's a lot of people that have a lot of judgments. And I had that included in me.
The film The Roseman of Omaha has won awards at festivals in New York and Georgia. It sold out two screenings at the Omaha Film Festival. The documentary screens February 5th at Film Streams in Dundee, giving Omaha audiences another chance to see it. After that, Wace hopes to bring it to streaming platforms by summer. For now, he's keeping his mind open about what story to tell next. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.